I'm going to comb my hair or brush my hair. I'm going to fix my hair. Used to, you put up your hair.
I'm glad we don't do that anymore.
Yeah.
I imagine some of the girls now, though.
Yeah, they've got
something to go through. When you are using a rifle and you have shot the rifle, then you eject something. The left
cartridge. What I know about rifles is purely reading, too. I don't know how to handle a firearm in my life.
My father wanted me to learn.
Well, I think it's smart for people to. But we never kept, I think at one time Papa had some kind of a pistol or something that Mama made get rid of. She said more people had been killed by having one around than had been saved by having one around. I expect it's true. Little boy was killed right here in Rome yesterday. He and his brother, little brother, were playing with a gun. Wow, the children had 10 or 12. Maybe 8 or 10. I'm not sure just how old the little boy was. About 10.
Pistol or?
I don't know what it was, but it was. They spoke of a gun. The children were playing with a gun. Now, guns are wide used term.
Should never have them around like that. Particularly loaded or loaded. What is the construction that children make sometimes by perhaps using a sawhorse and a board and putting the board across?
A play house?
No, we put the board across the sawhorse and one gets on one end.
Oh, a seesaw. I thought you were building something.
Well, I did say construction. When the children are on the seesaw, you say they are?
Seesawing.
Can you think of any homemade playthings that you had when you were a child?
Well, Papa made us a seesaw and he made us a flying jenny.
What did you call a flying? How'd you make a flying
Well, jenny? It wasn't flying when you'd see it at the fair or anything, but he put a post in the ground and then he had a nice plank, smooth plank, and he had a hole and a big bolt and everything, and each end of that he had a little seat, fixed sort of a handle across that you could hold, a place we could sit, and it would turn, he had it so that it would turn around easily, and you, somebody get in there and push, you don't know, you just go around, it was more fun. Pop made anything. He made us a playhouse one time, he had a woodshed, and he decided he'd build another woodshed and give us that building for a playhouse. So he papered the walls and he made us furniture. Our grandfather helped him. He was a cabinet maker. Oh, yeah. Grandpa was a cabinet maker by trade, cabinet maker.
Really?
That was my mama's father. He had a buggy company in Sudbury, Ohio, when she was a little girl, and made buggies. And so he was a fine cabinet maker. He could make all kinds of things. I don't know if I've got anything around that he made, but he'd make tables like that and things. He was just very skilled at that. And they made us doll furniture and everything. Oh, we had a good time.
That's wonderful. How many children were there?
Three of us. Three sisters. Louise is older. She's a year and a half older than me, and I'm 2 years older than Ruth, so see, we were close together.
Oh, yes.
And we did everything together.
And being girls.
And still do. Yeah.
Well, yeah,
do
I guess
do.
So. Yeah. Being girls, that really
It made it nice, because we certainly did enjoy playing together.
Oh, that's
wonderful. And children played more in those days than they do today, because they didn't have TV, and they didn't have as many other things, outside things to amuse them, and you played, you made up things that you played yourself. You played dolls, and you played cowboys, and you played Indians, and you played this, and you played that.
You think they were more creative things?
Yes,
than
think
did.
There was. I believe there was.
Did you have very many bought toys?
Well, we always did. I had nice things we got at Christmas and all of that. Mom and Pop couldn't afford three doll carriages, so we had one pretty doll carriage, and we all played with it. And
did you have any trouble? Did you share that?
Yeah, we were right good. I guess we were better. We never